Welcome to Money Making Conversations. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. Each Money Making Conversation talk show is about entrepreneurship and entertainment. I provide the consumer and business owner access to celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goal and living the very purpose of their life. Their passions, their gifts. That's what I'm all about. That's what I want to do. I want you to stop tripping over these little small things in life because you got way bigger obstacles out there that are going to be waiting on you that you got to be ready and prepared for. That's the information I try to give you on Money Making Conversation. Not only do I try to give you, I give it to you. The trying part is if you're willing to accept the information that my guests and what I give to you every time you listen to a Money Making Conversation interview. Money Making Conversation interview provide relatable information to the listener about career and financial planning, entrepreneurship, motivation, leadership, overcoming the odds, and how to live a balanced life. It's time. This young man, it's time. My next guest is a stand-up comic. Right there. Let's start right there. A stand-up comic. That's what I used to be. But I always, it's hard for me to say that because I always feel I'm going to always be a stand-up comic. But I got to say that's what I used to be. Because of the fact that that's what he does. That's what he does for a living. And he's one of the best at it. He's an actor and a writer. As a comedian, he has performed all over the country and made various TV appearances. A 20-year stand-up veteran who has made his living performing, acting, writing for TV and film, and training other comedians. You hear me right there? Training other comedians. David has performed on Comedy Central, the BET. He has 3 stand-up specials to his credit and released his 4th. Fat Ballerina, produced by my man, Kevin Hart. Fat Ballerina. Woo! It's on Netflix right now. That's what I saw. When I saw, I'm telling you, I was laying in bed. I went, is that David? You know, because what happens is, hey, brother, we all at the house, okay? I'm going through, and really, I saw you before the whole pandemic thing got going. So I saw you. So I go to Netflix. I got, you know, Netflix comes up, push my little avatar. Boop. Because my wife got an avatar. My daughter got an avatar. You know, like they looking at something different than I'm looking at. We all got the same Netflix program. So I go, okay. And I see, who is that David? Oh, that David. Fat Ballerina. It look like David right there. Man, that's my boy. So I click it. I sat there the whole time laughing. Then my wife come in the room. I said, I know him. That's what I said, David. That's what I know him. Dave. I told my wife, I know him. And she went, you know everybody. Okay, whatever. Yeah. But I know him.
That is so dope, man.
I'm telling you absolutely the truth, man. And then to get to the end, the very end, producer Kim Whitley. Man, Kim Whitley, one of the finest character comedian actresses in the game today and a stand-up. I immediately text Kim Whitley and said, I just saw. And she can screenshot it. I just saw David special. Man, was he good.
Wow.
I said, I have to get him on my show, Money Making Conversation.
Wow.
David.
Wow.
She went,
dude,
wasn't he good? Wasn't he good? I said, girl, he was more than good. He was fantastic. So, David.
Wow.
Congratulations, brother. I just had to tell you how went down. Some people say I got a lot of stature in this business. I like to just say I'm just a hardworking brother. But to see what you've accomplished.
Yeah, you do. I mean, come on, man. Everybody, you know, you have helped guide one of the people who have become, you know, a staple in the comedy community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it takes a lot to do that, man. It takes a lot to, because, you know, we're not easy people.
Right.
And so it takes a lot to be able to go on a journey with somebody. Mm-hmm. And also, like you said, you did stand-up comedy, too.
To be able to
adjust your lens and start helping somebody else do something is an incredible thing within itself. So when they called me and they told me, like, let me give you our connection, which you don't know, before we get started. So you helped inspire a guy who started me writing and producing TV. His name is Anthony Hill.
That's my boy. Absolutely.
I know. Me and Anthony met doing Tony Rock's TV show that I was brought in to do Punch Up on. I wasn't even asked to go. They asked Chris Spencer to go. Chris Spencer asked if he could bring his friend to do some Punch Up. Anthony was running in the room. Long story short, Anthony got rid of everybody and kept me.
Right.
And me and Anthony became good friends. Anthony went on to run House of Pain and Meet the Browns for Tyler Perry in Atlanta. And the first thing he did when they put him in charge was he brought me.
Yes.
Anthony showed me how to write. Anthony told me that you showed him how to write.
Yes.
And told him, can you take this little play that you wrote and turn it into this? And that is, and he credits you for that. So now, when I got the call, you know, hey, you want to chop it up with Rashawn? I was like, yeah, because he has no idea that somebody who you helped also added another strength in my world, which is now television writing and producing. So it came back around. So I just want to say on that, thank you. And then we met one time.
Absolutely.
We met one time when I was in, I think it was North Carolina, maybe South Carolina. I can't remember, but I opened up for Steve. And I had been doing stand-up all of 20 minutes.
Right.
Literally. And you know what I mean? And y'all was nice enough to talk to me in the back and make me feel like I was, you know, a person. But it was, I'll never forget that. That was the one encounter that I had with Steve, which literally had to be 23 years ago, because I was brand new. You know what I mean? I've been doing stand-up 24 years, so I know I was within my first 2 years of doing stand-up, because I had about 20 minutes of material. So it was dope then. So it's great to hear somebody who's affected your career indirectly to now see that, oh, you saw something that I did and you thought that it was funny. That makes me feel good, man.
I'm going to tell you something. First of all, the callbacks. See, people don't do callbacks anymore. And a callback, just explain people what a callback is in a funny comedy routine, is that you set up a statement and then you you indirectly bring it back and lay it in into your show again. He has like three callbacks in his special. Okay. And I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you what the callback is, then it won't be funny when you hear it the first time. So I'm not going to ruin a joke. But know that.
Yeah, it's for everybody. But let me just tell it, for everybody who's listening, I always tell people this. You got to put in David A. Arnold or you won't find me. If you do David Arnold, you're going to find the white guy that produces all the soundtracks for James Bond.
Yes.
But if you put in David A. Arnold, you'll find me. Because a lot of people are searching Netflix and they're searching David Arnold, and sometimes that won't bring me up. But if you put in David A. Arnold or Fat Ballerina, that's how you can find me, especially there and on social media.
Right.
So, yeah, but go ahead. That's 100% right.
Absolutely.
I did put the call back to
You know, the thing, and that's really an art form. It's a lost art form, especially with so many, you know, social media comedians and YouTube comedians, you know, who just want to say something for two or 3 minutes. And all of a sudden they walk off and say and take a bow. But that's not nothing negative to them. They're just taking advantage of technology. If I had technology, I may have been a YouTube comedian. Who knows? But if I had that ability to chop it up. The brilliance of Kevin Hart is that he figured out social media before everybody figured it out as a comedian.
Let me tell you something. I was on the phone with a friend of mine yesterday. His name is Desi Banks. Desi is a YouTube or a Instagram social media influencer personality. He got like 4.5 million followers. He's been doing stand-up about two or three years. And me and him were talking about this. I realized about 2 years ago, I had 1600 followers, right? Because I'm like, what do I look like yelling in the camera all day? But I realized that this is the way that the world is being reached now. So what I didn't want to do was to be that old school comedian complaining about these young dudes who are making moves in the way in which the world is moving. So I started taking my point of view, my comedy, my voice, and I started posting on Instagram and Facebook. I got over 600,000 followers now. In 18 months, because I've decided if this is the game they're playing, I'm going to play that game too. I'm going to work on my stand-up, but I'm going to play this social media game as well. So it's been incredible. That $600,000, mm-hmm. Rashawn, gave me the launching pad when my Netflix special came out a few weeks ago. That gave me the launching pad to send it out to 600,000 people.
Absolutely.
And let them know it was up. And that's what sparked it and got it trending the second day it came out.
Right. And that's so people understand that. I just tell my side story with Steve Harvey is that in 2007, mm-hmm. I started noticing on CNN and all the sports shows, Twitter feeds and Twitter. They had the Twitter handles. And I go, wow, what is this? Because Twitter handles. And at the time, we had like 800,000 fan club members. And I went, why am I wasting my time? We got 800,000 fan club members. And so
right.
we sat down and go, you know something? We don't want to be left out. And so we brought, at the time, he had like 50,000 at that time. And so we brought in a young lady to be his social media person, an avatar, you know, act like he's posting, but he's not posting. And so that move right there, if we did not do that move, we would not have been able to launch his talk show in 2012. Because I was able to compare his social media followers with, you know, Dr. Phil, with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
With his competitors who were coming along at the same time. And so what you also tell the people is that if you don't have social media followers, it can damage your opportunities. Because a lot of companies look at you now and go, what can you do for us? We're going to put you on TV.
Oh, my goodness.
What can you do for us?
That's so true. You got to have us. I tell all the young comics that I talk to now, and even these older ones, like all the young comics tell me, or the young influencers, they'll tell me, you are the first, one of the first stand-up comedians, OG as they call me, stand-up comic, mm-hmm. to have figured out this social media game. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I'm not going to let this pass me by, mm-hmm. especially because I have not yet gotten my just due.
Right.
I have not yet been seen like I feel like I need to be seen. So therefore, I started building a following. And I was like, listen, they posted up videos that are 2.5, 60 seconds to 3 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them ain't funny.
Right.
I'm funny. I know I'm funny. Absolutely. So I was like, I can be funny.
I know you're funny. I told my wife I know him.
Every day for the rest of my life.
I know him.
Yes, dude.
I know you're funny, David A. Arnold. You got to tell me. I know you're funny.
I leaned into it. And I was like, I'm not going to complain about the game. I'm going to get with the game.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got these two worlds. And I got to be honest with you, man. I love being able to talk to my fans on social media and Facebook and Instagram. I love it. I went live yesterday on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
1,500 people was watching me.
Right.
That's the most people I've ever got a chance to
Isn't
see. That's like a small, that's a nice intimate theater.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing when you realize you have that type of marketing control. We're going to be right back with more. We're going to end this break, come back with my man, David A. Arnold. He has an amazingly funny special on Netflix. It's called Fat Ballerina. We will be right back with David A. Arnold. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversations. On the phone is David A. Arnold. He has a very, very comedy special on Netflix called Fat Ballerina. It's produced under the banner of Kevin Hart. And when we left our last break, we was talking about social media, the impact of social media, the importance of social media. With that being said, I look at Kevin Hart, and I remember when I was, I used to watch him walk around in the different clubs. You know, he's always had somebody walking with him, with some camera, who's always running from club to club to club. That's what I remember about Kevin Hart. And then when we cast him in the movie, Think Like a Man, the very first one, he had like about, I want to say he had like about 5 million, we're talking about 2012, 5 million Facebook followers at the time. And I remember
Facebook, not Instagram.
Right. Like, you know, I just remember we was talking about Facebook because he had Twitter and Instagram. He had everything. OK, but he said, Rashawn, I picked up 20,000 followers on Sunday.
Right. Right.
20,000 followers in one day. That's what Kevin Hart. So right then I knew he was on to something to pick up 20,000 followers in one day. And I say that
it means something.
It means something. And that's why he's a power broker today. Because he controls his medium. And so one of the things that, you know, I managed Stephen A. Smith and we sat down, and Stephen A. Smith was not on Instagram at all. He was just a Twitter and a Facebook guy. And I said, hey, man, you ever thought about opening a Twitter or an Instagram account? He said, isn't that for young people? You think that's my market share? Well, 2.8 million Instagram followers later, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And so now he has the following in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And so now he can control his market share. And so when I stopped managing Steve Harvey in 2016, one of the first things that I wanted to do was how create my own voice, David. I wanted to, what is my voice?
Yes.
And people always look at me and go, Rashawn, you're successful. No, I'm successful with Steve Harvey. That's not my voice.
Right.
That's not my voice.
Right.
And I said, so what would make people follow me? What would make people, well, I could bake real good. So I started baking everything. And every time I post a bake, I get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 likes. I'll go viral with my baking post. But that wasn't me.
Yes.
And so I had to sit back. That was just a gift that God gave me. And so I had to sit back and go, you know what I'm saying? That was just a gift. And so a lot of people understand that that might not be your end goal. But I always tell people, if God gives you a window, wash it, please. You know, look at it, please. Open
that's
it, please.
Right.
And that's what I did. I opened it and I started baking. So I swear to you, I could be walking at the mall. I could be walking. I was walking in the Beverly Hills, walking. This lady pulled down her, rolled down her window and said, are you the baking guy? I go, wow.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you
of
the
baking? All the stuff I've done.
Yeah.
She talked about this monkey bread that I made.
Right. So I was in the Delta Lounge. This lady came up to me almost in tears. She worked there. She's a worker in the Delta Lounge. She said, sir, I spoke to you when you walked by. I go, I said hi back, didn't I? She said, yes, you did. But what you didn't know, are you the baker, the guy who bakes?
What?
I go,
that's
yes,
crazy.
It's me. She went, I follow you. Man, this lady almost broke down in tears.
Powerful.
I had to hug this lady. I said, I had to get up out of my chair. Ma'am, it's all right. You know, she said, wow.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe I'm meeting you. And I only bring up these scenarios to show that that's the power of controlling your own voice. And that's what you're talking about. And the power of that translating to a person like me, Rashawn McDonald, contacting you saying, hey, man, I can't believe I'm a fan watching this guy.
That's
as a fan.
Dope.
As a fan. And I'm telling my wife, I know him. And she's looking at me.
That's so dope.
Blowing me off, David A. Arnold. You know everybody.
Yeah.
Nah, I know him.
What is so dope for me is to watch everybody, the two worlds meet now.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of, like I told you, a lot of my fan base has built lately dramatically in social media, Facebook and Instagram. So now when I told them, hey, go watch my Netflix special, they went and watched it. And then they were like, oh, I didn't know you. I mean, I know you funny on Instagram and Facebook, but I didn't know you're a real stand-up comedian. A lot of people don't know that I've been doing stand-up for 24 years.
Yes.
And this is not my first role. This is not my first rodeo. This is the first national stage that I've been on. And it's been dope. Like this Netflix special that I did, I produced, I did all of this myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's an independent project. It's not a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm.
It is an independent project that they license and they put up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for me to go, that thing on the second day started trending, and it trended at number one first 10 days that it was out.
Yes.
It beat out the originals that they had released.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
It makes me feel good.
Okay.
To finally get something.
Let me tell you something.
And get a moment where people go, wow, this dude is good.
Let me tell you something, man. Not only are you good, but you can never do another special in a comedy club. You are arenas now, brother. You are venues of 3,000 or more. That's where I need to see your next special at. Because
yes,
you are a star.
It will be.
I'm telling you, you are a star.
Thank you.
See, I'm telling you something about stars.
Wow.
Man. Stars can never be seen, can never be touchable. In other words, see, I can't look down there and be able to touch one of my fans. I'm not a star. Because, see, people, that's what people perceive. Security, you know, way up there, they can use a little bit of ant on the stage. See, stars.
Right.
You know, that's what stars do. They motivate people, even though it's an inconvenience visually, they still got to be there to see you. So when you do these specials, you know, your next one, you're going to have another one. You got to be in the venue.
Oh, I already got an offer. I already got an offer to do one.
There you go. You got to be up there.
We have a meeting today on the phone.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
You got to be up there.
Yes,
look
sir.
Up there and point at somebody. Look, when you're looking around, that's what you got to do, David, because you are a star. And the reason I say that, man, because you're doing comedy the way comedy is supposed to be done. You know, the way Chris Rock do it, the way Steve Harvey do it, the way Dave Chappelle do it. But when you're throwing those callbacks, brother, when you're throwing those callbacks, man, I went, this brother can write. This brother understands and is courageous in his stand-up comedy. And I'm talking to David A. Arnold. He's the star of the new Netflix hit that trended on Netflix called Fat Ballerina, produced under the banner of Kevin Hart. So I'm throwing out your credits, brother, because you never know who might be listening to me and go, who is he talking to? It sounds good, but who is he talking to? I'm like talking to David A. Arnold. Okay, so I be listening. I be listening to the radio a lot. I go, that sounds good, but who is he talking to?
Exactly. You got to tee it up. You got to tee it up every 5-10 minutes to let him know. You got to reset it and let him know.
And so when I look at the opportunities that you're bringing to the stage, I wanted to bring up this whole moment when I talked in your credits and you went, when I said you've trained successful comedians.
Yeah.
Tell us a lot. Yeah. Tell us about that scenario, that part of your life.
Okay, so about 10 years ago, I created a stand-up comedy class. Mm-hmm. It's called The Art of Stand-Up Comedy. You can see, you can get information on it if you go to my website, which is davidaarnold.com, and you can click on the class and you can see this. I started doing that about 10 years ago, and I'll tell you why. In the beginning, I love stand-up. I love the art of stand-up. And when I moved here to Los Angeles, I moved here with 2 trash bags of clothes, no car, not one single friend, and 2 addresses to 2 comedy clubs, the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory. And the only thing I knew is I wanted to be a comedian. I didn't have nobody to tell me, you should go on this day, you should talk to this person, you should stand here. I didn't know nothing. So I meandered and found my way by myself. And when I got to a place where I felt like I had some information to share, mm-hmm. I decided to teach a class. Now, in the beginning, I didn't want to teach a class because they say those who teach, teach because they cannot do. And that was my ego saying, yeah, that's true. I'm not teaching no class because it's going to make it look like, oh, I didn't gave up on trying to be a mm-hmm. comedian. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to teach other people. But then I realized, no, I'm going to break the mold. I teach because I do and I do well. And I know what I'm doing. So when I changed my mindset mm-hmm. and I started to teach these classes, I don't know what happened, but I can tell you now I have the largest stand-up comedy class in the country. I have well over 355 people on my waiting list. When I open up my class, I only do 20 people. Mm-hmm. And that sells out within the quickest it ever sold out was 37 minutes, the seats. The most of the time on average is about 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. But the class is huge. I can't teach you to be funny.
Right.
That's in you or not. But what I can show you is the process in which I go through, and that I've been through, and that my friends go through to build an act, to learn how to take this art of storytelling and make it work for yourself. So you can do that, because most people that are comedians, they have no idea how to construct a story and tell a story. They just talk, and that's why you see a lot of comedians that have great personalities and they're very interesting to look at, but they're not talking about shit. And you can't remember nothing they saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I just started teaching a class, and I wrote a book called The Art of Stand-Up Comedy, which I'm about to release. I love doing it. And people thought that I would stop doing it when I started making money. Right. They're like, he ain't gonna be doing that when he's making money. And I still do the class. I can't do it as often as I used to mm-hmm. because I'm more busy now, mm-hmm. but I still do it. I opened up and I started teaching people online. So mm-hmm. I work with people in England, in Holland, in New Jersey, in Minnesota. If you can get on stage and get online and send me a set and I can look at it and we can FaceTime and talk about your work, you can take my class.
Right.
So it's been incredibly successful. It was something that I didn't see coming. And because it's something that I love, and I love talking about comedy, you know, comedians, Rashawn, we go to comedy clubs and work out. And then we go down the street to the diner or to the restaurant and sit there and talk for another 2 hours about stand-up. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's just what mm-hmm. we do. So, like, this just allotted me and gave, I said, why don't I share this information? The reason I charge you is because I'm giving you 20 plus years of experience and I'm spending time away from my family right. to give you something.
Right.
So that is what is the cost of it. But now with this Netflix special out and the success of my producing career and people just seeing me perform, it's unbelievable how great the class has been received and yes. the dope stuff that we're doing. I just love it, man. I love it because it comes from my chest.
Well, the special is fantastic. I'm talking to David A. Arnold, a stand-up comic, expert. Actor, writer, it's what you call a triple threat. You know, I was that. I was
yes.
a sitcom manager, comic. You know,
yes.
As a comedian, he's performed all over the country, various specials, and I know we got the pandemic right now, it's shutting down a lot of opportunities right now.
Yes.
But the beauty of it is that I saw you, man. I saw you, and I just had to show you love and respect, and bring you on my show,
Money Making
Conversations, and tell the world, man, that you,
it.
You know that. You know, the amazing thing about this show, David, is that so many people have told me how I've indirectly or directly affected them, and it always catches me off guard because I've always
100%.
Been a guy, man, that just since I was 18 years old, I've always been paying it forward, you know, and whether
right.
I my computer classes or my degree was in mathematics, helping people trying to pull them up.
Yes.
And to see that's still part of your DNA with your class. Please do not stop your classes. Please.
I will not stop them.
That is part of your DNA.
I will not stop them. And if you guys want to, you should follow me on Instagram at TheDavidAArnold or David A. Arnold on Facebook. And I'm across the board. And just, you know, Twitter, all of it. And just go for this ride, man. I'm very excited about some of the stuff that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about everything that I'm doing. And I'm finally feeling like I'm getting a little bit of daylight to get shined on me for the hard work that I've been doing, man. And I'm going to take every piece of it. But know that I got a whole lot of work to do still.
Well, brother,
a lot.
Look here. A big fan. When you do that next special, it got to be in an arena. It got to be in front of a lot
of
folks.
Oh, it will.
Folks.
When
you walk out
so
on that stage.
So funny you said that.
Hey, brother.
That's what they told me. Somebody, the person that called me, told me the exact same thing.
Hey, man,
it will be.
This is what I do, David. David A. Arnold, this is what
it
I
will
do.
Be.
And I would tell
I know.
You, Netflix is the network he's streaming on. Very special. It's produced by, under the banner of Kevin Hart, so you know it's fantastic. But what is even more fantastic is that he's funny. He's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking guy. So that helps. That helps.
Well, you know what's so funny? You're saying help, but I can tell you many a time when it has hurt and been an obstacle.
Yes.
People be like, who is this light-skinned, curly-head looking, think he going to tell? Oh, my God.
Hey, David, stop. It may have hurt you back then, but, brother, you on fire right now, okay? But social media is always nice to follow a good-looking guy, okay? I'm just going to let you know
that.
Oh,
my God.
Hey, my man, David,
thanks
for taking the time to come on my show. I really appreciate your patience.
Man.
And send me some banners, man, some little snippets so I can post it on my social media because I almost got I got 800,000 on my Facebook and I got my Money Making Conversations
platform. Don't tell me
that. So, brother, look at here. I heard
you. When we get offline, don't hang up. When we get offline, let's talk offline.
Okay, my man. We do that. All right. David A. Arnold, thank you for coming on my show.
My man. Thank you, brother.
If you want to hear more episodes of Money Making Conversations, go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.